Thank you, Senator. Senator Malone.
Senator, if we're not in a war now, this one will do till one comes along. I don't know how to fight and be neutral. I never was brought up on that. So, we have lost 150,000 boys, wounded, lost, and killed. And they say we've killed 1,250,000 Chinamen. But there are 100 times more Chinamen ready to be killed than there are American boys. So we're in a war. We're in a third world war in my generation, and every Democratic administration since I could walk has been keeping me out of war, and they're just wearing me out.
Thank you. Now we have the editor of the Memphis Commercial Appeal, Mr. Frank R. Algren, and the distinguished Memphis businessman, Mr. Edmund Orgel, ready to tackle these speakers. Who's ready with the first question, Mr. Orgel? Yes, sir.
This question is addressed to Senator Keyport.
I mean, Mr. Algren, I beg your pardon. Mr. Algren.
I believe, Esther, that you suggested that we try to put the federal system on a transatlantic basis. Whenever that comes up, the question usually is asked, does this contemplate sacrificing our sovereignty and that of the participating nation to one super government? And if so, who would dominate that super government? Who would finance it?
Mr. Algren, that's a very good question. I'm very happy to have the opportunity to answer. In the United Nations, we, of course, delegated some of our sovereignty. In the Atlantic Pact, we have divided our sovereignty. In the Atlantic Pact, we have divided our sovereignty by 12 ways. Luxembourg or Iceland may follow a course of conduct that would get them attacked. We would be morally bound and actually bound to enter into war to prevent them from being overrun by an aggressor. So we have, in my opinion, already given away more of our sovereignty in the Atlantic Pact than we would actually give away to be transferring in an Atlantic Federation, for the reason that we only have one vote in the Atlantic Pact, whereas in an Atlantic Federation, we would have a say-so according to our population, and our population plus Canada would have the majority vote in an Atlantic Pact. It would also contemplate that, I would say, that a Atlantic Federation should have charge of our joint defense effort and also a say-so in our foreign policy. Certainly, we are committed to a joint defense effort. It is very uneconomical. It is not working on the present basis, and I'm afraid that it's not going to. But if we can ever have it where every man puts in according to the proportion of what he has, so that we can save by not having 12 different establishments with all of the expense, so that we won't have to be looking over our back all the time to see what the other fellow is doing. In other words, if we can join together during times of peace, as we eventually do during times of war, we can prevent attack by communism. I think if we had done this, we could have prevented the attack in Korea, which Senator Malone was talking about.
Thank you very much, Senator Kefauver. Now, Mr. Orgel.
I would like to read two paragraphs of General MacArthur's speech and then ask Senator Malone a question. Here is what General MacArthur said. Men, since the beginning of time, have sought peace. Various methods have been attempted to devise an international process to prevent or settle disputes between nations. From the very start, workable methods were found insofar as individual citizens were concerned. But the mechanics of an instrumentality of larger international scope have never been successful. Military alliances, balances of power, leagues of nations, all in turn have failed, leaving the only path to peace by the way of the crucible of war. The utter destructiveness of war
now blots out this alternative. We have had our last chance. If we will not devise some greater and more equitable system, Armageddon will be at our door. Now, Senator Malone, don't you think that in order to devise the greater and more equitable system that General MacArthur says we must have, we at least ought to sit down with our friends and discuss the best way to get at it? That's all on earth the Atlantic Union resolution proposes for.
I give Senator Malone.
Mr. Denny, this is a little confusing. He said it's all the Atlantic Nation proposes, and I deny that. It proposes a federation of nations, and I have come 1,500 miles on a wild goose chase if there is no argument here. We have no objection. No one has an objection to them going over and sitting down and visiting and getting as close together as they can. They're doing that through the United Nations now and have been for 5 years. And they're doing it through the Atlantic Pact. Now, another one to be superimposed on this, there is only one possible thing. You have to sacrifice your sovereignty to join it, to try that. And when you try that, and they average your standard of living, and your economics go down, so you cannot even protect yourself, let alone the European nations, which we've done twice in my lifetime, and Asia, then I think that if that is not the question, then we are ready to quit now.
Well,
that is the question, is it not?
It is not.
I say it is the question.
Well,
I read the thing
let
myself.
Let me read the resolution.
Go ahead and read it.
Can I, Mr. Denny? If it can be done in a minute.
That's the words. It's
yes, resolved by the Senate that the President is requested to invite the democracies that sponsored the North Atlantic Treaty to name delegates representing their principal political parties to meet this year with delegates of the United States in the Federal Convention to explore how far their people, and the peoples of such other democracies as the convention may invite to send delegates can apply among them within the framework of the United Nations the principles of free federal union.
That
calls
right.
for an exploratory convention and nothing
that
else
is,
on earth.
That is correct, a free federal union. Now, if you have no idea of having a federal union where you're bound by a central government, you are going no further than the United Nations, Nations and the Atlantic Pact. Therefore, you have nothing. I say you are proposing a federation of nations with a super government, or you're wasting everybody's time.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Malone. Mr. Aldrin.
I'd like to ask a simple question. Under the Atlantic Pact, signatory to Senator Kefauver.
Senator Kefauver?
Under the Atlantic Pact, each signatory is obliged to consider an attack on one as an attack on itself. Now, can the proposed transatlantic federal government offer any stronger assurance of collective strength than this?
Yes, it can offer a great deal better, more assurance of collective strength. For the reason that the other nations in the A federation would have something to do about the conditions that might cause Belgium, say, to be attacked. As the matter now stands, Belgium has control of its own foreign policy. It wouldn't do it, but suppose they should invite an attack. Under the alliance, we don't have anything to do with the making of the foreign policy or what happens if they get into a scrap, and yet we are bound to go into their defense. The only way we can, and of course that's not going to work. Iceland, under that arrangement, has the same vote we have. The only way we can do it is to sit down and let everybody share the responsibility according to what they have. And so I think it would be much stronger. Federation is the one thing the Kremlin does not want. It is the one way of collective security that has always worked. Alliances have never worked over any long period of time. The Federation has never failed. I believe in trying something that is has been tried and has succeeded every time it's been presented.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Kefauver. Mr. Argill,
suppose, Senator Kefauver, that the proposed federal convention resulted in an instrumentality, some kind of civil authority, under which representatives of the peoples of the democracies were limited to working out common defense policies and common foreign policies, would you then consider the convention a success?
I would consider the convention a great success if we could get together on the two important things of defense and foreign policy. Then that would give us time to consider other matters as time went on. They are the two paramount matters now, and they are the questions that are presented to the free world in the matter of survival or not. I think it would be a great success.
Thank you, Senator Chukwuma. Now, there are a great many people out here in this fine representative audience. There's some 4,000 people waiting to ask questions. We'll continue our discussion in just a moment after we hear from our announcer.
Do you know why we interrupt this program at this point? This is one of three spots when we hear from those alert and patriotic business institutions whose local sponsorship makes this program possible. If you are hearing this announcement, it means the town meeting is not sponsored on this station and is therefore available for local sponsorship. If you are the representative of a business concern in your community and see the advantages of reaching this influential town meeting audience, you want to do your part to help the American people find the right answers to the important problems before us, call your local ABC station manager first thing in the morning and find out how economically and effectively you can reach this representative audience with your message. Remember, through radio, you can still reach your largest audience by far. So call your local ABC station manager tomorrow for details on how you can sponsor this great national institution locally. We'll rejoin America's Town Meeting immediately after station identification.
You're listening to WENR and WENR-FM, your ABC stations in Chicago.
We start with the gentleman over on the extreme left first. Yes, sir?
Senator Chukwuma. Why, basically, or why should the Atlantic Union succeed where the old League of Nations failed so miserably, but which parallels, to a certain extent, the present proposition?
Well, sir, for the simple reason that an alliance is nothing but a contract between two nations which can be broken whenever they want to. But if you have a federation in which the people have an interest, then it's under people's control. It's somewhat comparable to the Articles of Confederation and to our federal union. It's only when the people have a right and an interest in it that they can prevent their government from breaking contracts. The whole history of work between World War I and II is literally covered and filled with alliances made and broken which never succeeded.
Thank you, Senator Chukwuma. Senator Malone has a comment on the question, the remark you made just before we had the break. Senator Malone?
I simply wanted to comment that Senator Chukwuma has made it very plain now that he means a federation of nations with a government that could control. We are now following Britain's policy. We have followed it since World War II in defending the colonial areas, and that is making enemies for us faster than we can make friends. We can get together under the Atlantic Pact. We can get together under the United Nations, under any one of organizations that we have, if that's all we mean to do. But we must make it plain that it's the surrender of sovereignty that makes these pacts effective. That is the argument. So I say, when you surrender your sovereignty to 10 other nations or 15 other nations, you lose control. And if we lose control, then our standard of living will eventually be leveled. We'll go down economically, and we cannot defend ourselves, let alone anyone else. And England and France now have signed pacts with Russia, leading startlingly like the Atlantic Pact. And they're inactive. They haven't even given notice that they want to cancel them. So I say they're signed with both of us. It's like up on both ball teams, and you can go with the winner, whoever it is. England has recognized communist China. They're furnishing and have been from the beginning rubber, tin, steel to the communists to fight our boys in Korea. How? If you can't do that, if you can't do anything with them, even in a just an ordinary way, in a neighborly way, how are you going to control them when they have 10 or 15 times the vote?